From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. MCAT, Meow Meow, Drone, those are all street names for Mephadrone. It's a new designer drug that has swept the British party scene and ignited a furious public debate. Vicky Barker reports from London.
About 40 teenaged girls from a West London private school celebrate at a birthday party. Until a few months ago, hard liquor or cannabis might have been the strongest intoxicant smuggled into party where parents are absent. But now, these teenagers say, a lot of those kids who do drugs are doing methadone, a legal high they can buy online. These girls say they haven't done meth, but they know lots of teenagers who have.
I've known people like get panic attacks, get really, really panicky, have to go to hospital because they're having these their heart's beating really, really fast.
17-year-old Laura Bell says many kids have assumed that the fact that meth was legal meant that it was safe.
I mean, if people were like raving about this thing that was incredible, that gave you a buzz that was bigger than alcohol and made you feel really like aware and just made you want to party, then why wouldn't you take it? If there were no side effects that you knew of, why wouldn't you take it?
That's exactly why most politicians and some scientists here have pushed for methadone to be banned, to send the signal that the drug isn't safe, and Laura agrees with them. But her friend Jesse Farraga unwittingly puts the case for the other camp, those scientists and drug counselors who claim outlawing meth won't solve the real problem.
Have you heard of the Facebook group called Methadone is Turning My Friends into Dribbling Losers? It's true, it's so true. And if it was illegal, it wouldn't matter. It's still a stupid drug that everybody does.
Even veteran observers of Britain's party scene have been surprised at how fast meth has become the drug that everybody does. The white powder is manufactured in Chinese labs and marketed online as plant food. Not to be confused with the heroin substitute methadone, meth is actually chemically similar to amphetamines. It first hit Britain's dance scene around 2008, but in the past few months it has exploded across the country, with wide take-up reported among teenagers and young adults. It seemed to explode across the British media, too. There were reports 26 deaths had been linked to methadone. One school principal said his teachers didn't even have the legal right to confiscate it. Both stories turned out to be inaccurate. British teachers can, in fact, confiscate any contraband, and it's not clear anyone has died solely from using methadone. But the public uproar led Britain's Home Secretary to propose making meth a Class B drug, on a par with cannabis and amphetamines. Bad idea, says David Nutt. He chaired the British government's Drugs Advisory Committee until he publicly criticized the government's decision to toughen the marijuana laws.
I can guarantee that as soon as methadone is regulated, that control made illegal, others will come along.
Nutt argues recreational drugs are now so deeply entrenched in British youth culture, the phenomenon should be approached as a public health problem, not a law enforcement issue. It's both, says the man who replaced David Nutt on the panel, retired pharmacologist Les Iverson.
There's a whole group of people who have never used drugs before, suddenly thinking that methadone is easily available, it's safe, it's legal. It's neither of these things now. It's not legal, it's not safe.
In their final session before next month's elections, British lawmakers approved the ban. But users have been given a grace period. Meth technically remains legal until Friday. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.